This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
In 2003, queer people were virtually absent from mainstream media. A new TV ground was broken when five gay men appeared on our screens, giving weekly lessons to straight guys about grooming, fashion, nutrition, and style. Now, two of the original cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Carson Kresley and Tom Felicia, are teaming up again for a new series called Get a Room with Carson and Tom that sees them transforming interior spaces for clients on a brief and on a budget. And to tell us more about it, Carson Kresley joins us on the line now. Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Carson, you're from a fashion design background, and on Queer Eye, you were known as the fashion savant. What triggered the switch to interior design?
You know what? I've always thought that they were kind of adjacent, and, you know, they're about color and pattern and proportion and about a certain taste level. So I thought, you know, it'd be very easy to kind of transfer into that space, and then I started working with Tom and doing the show, and then I realized I was totally wrong, that there's so much more to interiors. I mean, yes, it's about having good taste, but it's also, there's a lot of science to interior design as far as way things should be lit and the way colors look when they're on a wall and the certain size of things. So I did order a few sofas that were too big to fit through the doorway.
But, we've all done that, sweetie.
I'm learning a lot on this show.
Look, is it harder dressing a room than dressing a body? What would you say is the hardest?
You know, I thought it was going to be so much easier and then to dress a room than a person. But then I realized, you know, coffee tables and sofas weigh a lot more than shoes. We had to, you know, you have to move everything out of the space and put it in a truck and then renovate the space, sometimes paint, paper, wallpaper, electrical. Then you have to move all the new stuff in. So it is definitely a lot more involved and a lot more exhausting than just going shopping and trying clothes on. So,
but Carson,
again, it was a real eye-opener.
Carson, the Ottoman doesn't get to argue back if it doesn't like the color, not like a person.
Well, that's true, but sometimes, you know, there's still a client involved.
So I
don't want to say they were difficult, but sometimes they were a little challenging because I think sometimes it's hard for people to have a vision when it comes to seeing their space, you know, as you're planning it.
Carson, your co-star in the series, Tom, was Queer Eye's design doctor. Has he taken you under his wing for this series?
He has. Actually, I decorated a couple of my homes, my place in New York, and then I have a place in Pennsylvania, and he gave me some advice, but just kind of, you know, I would just ask him, you know, like if you were friends with a dermatologist, you'd say, hey, what's this all about? I kind of asked him that kind of anecdotal advice about doing my home. And then as I got more serious about it, I thought, well, I should actually kind of apprentice with him and really learn what I'm doing here. And he was the perfect person because we've been friends since Queer Eye. We've remained really good friends since then, and he's such a superstar designer, and he's done homes for David Bowie, Andy Mon, and Day, and Jimmy Fallon, and Jennifer Lopez. He's an A-list designer, so I thought, why not learn from the best? And he's somebody I already know.
And you know. So
Andy's fun and funny.
With your new show, you know, what size of the projects are you working on? You know, are they big budgets? Are they little ones?
You know, it's unlike any other design show on TV in that every episode has two really fun projects that we're currently working on. And usually one of them is pretty large. You know, it could be a living room and kind of a big, sprawling, suburban kind of mansion. And, you know, some projects are budgets in the six figures.
Ooh.
And then, you know, in the same episode, we might be doing a space, something kind of kooky and fun with a low budget, like a psychic emporium or parlor, you know, and maybe those are like under $5,000. But they both have great takeaway information. They're both really fun to see evolve, and they're both really, I hope, good eye candy when we reveal them to the client.
Excellent. Well, all we care about eye candy is what you will be wearing, Carson. That's all we. That's why we're catching in.
Oh gosh, I wear a little bit of everything. I ruined a lot of Gucci loafers while painting rooms and working on projects. I didn't really realize how messy it could get. So I ruined a lot of good shoes, and you'll be able to see that on the show.
Carson, I'm a bit of an IT nerd, so I'll rely on flat pack furniture. Is that an F word for you?
Sounds like it to me. I mean, we have used flat pack furniture in some of our projects, and I always make sure I have somebody there to put it together.
That's very true. Now, look, when you were on RuPaul's Drag Con in New York on the weekend during a panel discussion about, you know, what it's like being, you know, Judgy Judy on Drag Race, but in Get a Room, the shoe's now going to be on the other foot, and we're going to be able to judge you. Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. I think I stand behind both my fashion looks and my interior design looks, and I can't wait to hear what you guys all have to say. I mean, I've got to look better than I looked in the jungle.
We loved you in the jungle. I watch a show in Australia called Gogglebox, so I spent my time sitting on the lounge critiquing you while you were in the jungle.
Oh, perfect. Well, I didn't like it when I was there, but I loved all the friends that I made, and Aussies are my favorite peeps, so that was, looking back, it was a really fun experience. Except for emptying the dunny.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to do that. Now, look, you and Tom have become besties since the Queer Eye days. Did working on these designs project cause a strain on the relationship? You know, are we going to get to see any bitch slapping happening in any episodes?
I believe there are some bitch slaps that happen. And, sometimes there's surprising bitch slaps. Like, maybe they're bitch slaps from the beyond. Because we actually, in our very first episode, we worked with a psychic. And in redoing the space, I think her deceased mother-in-law didn't like it. So that was kind of... But there's a lot of spooky, fun moments in the show. And we keep it really light and fun because, you know, getting dressed or designing a room is supposed to be fun and exciting. And we don't take it too seriously. But I think we do some pretty dazzling work. And I hope you guys like it.
Well, we're very excited here in Australia. We can't wait.
We're looking forward to it.
I can't wait to come visit.
Well, hopefully we'll get you down here soon. So when do we get you back to Australia? You got any reasons to visit us soon?
I don't know. The Melbourne Cup is coming up. Maybe I'll just pop down for that or Mardi Gras or, I love everything about Australia. So I'd come down for the opening of an envelope.
Excellent.
Get a Room with Carson and Tom premieres October 20 on HeyU streaming service, the same day as the US. And we'd love to get you in the studio when you do visit, Carson.
Of course. I would love to. In the flesh.
Thanks, Carson.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.